Book 6, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. It illumines a world born from the inconscience, but hides the immortal's meaning in the world. Thy mind's light hides from thee the eternal's thought. Thy heart's hopes hide from thee the eternal's will. Earth's joys shut from thee the immortal's bliss. Thence rose the need of a dark intruding God, the world's dread teacher, the creator, pain. Where ignorance is, there suffering too must come. Thy grief is a cry of darkness to the light. Pain was the firstborn of the inconscience, which was thy body's dumb, original base. Already slept there pain's subconscious shape, a shadow in a shadowy, tenebrous womb. Till life shall move, it waits to wake and be. In one coal with joy came forth the dreadful power. In life's breast it was born, hiding its twin, but pain came first, then only joy could be. Pain plowed the first hard ground of the world drowse. By pain, a spirit started from the clod. By pain, life stirred in the subliminal deep, internal, submerged, hidden in matter's trance, awoke to itself the dreamer, sleeping mind. It made a visible realm out of its dreams. It drew its shapes from the subconscious depths, then turned to look upon the world it had made. By pain and joy, the bright and tenebrous twins, the inanimate world perceived its sentient soul. Else had the unconscious never suffered change. Pain is the hammer of the gods to break a dead resistance in the mortal's heart, his slow inertia as of living stone. If the heart were not forced to want and weep, his soul would have lain down content, at ease, and never thought to exceed the human start, and never learned to climb towards the sun. The earth is full of labor, packed with pain. Throes of an endless birth coerce her still. The centuries end, the ages vainly pass, and yet the Godhead in her is not born. The ancient mother faces all with joy, calls for the ardent pang, the grandiose thrill, for with pain and labor all creation comes. This earth is full of the anguish of the gods. Ever they travail, driven by time's goad, and strive to work out the eternal will and shape the life divine in mortal forms. His will must be worked out in human breasts against the evil that rises from the gulfs, against man's ignorance and his obstinate strength, against the deep folly of his human mind, against the blind reluctance of his human heart. The spirit is doomed to pain till man is free. There is a clamor of battle, a tramp, a march. A cry arises like a moaning sea. A desperate laughter under the blows of death. A doom of blood and sweat and toil and tears. Men die that man may live and God be born. An awful silence watches tragic time. Pain is the hand of nature sculpturing men to greatness. An inspired labor chisels with heavenly cruelty an unwilling mold. Implacable in the passion of their will, lifting the hammers of titanic toil, the demiurges of the universe work. They shape with giant strokes their own. Their suns are marked with their enormous stamp of fire. Although the shaping god's tremendous touch is torture unbearable to mortal nerves, the fiery spirit grows in strength within and feels a joy in every Titan pang.